Bilderberg was founded by David Rockefeller and the Rothschilds of Britain and Europe. They're still the main powers.
The Bilderberg Group runs the world.
And where did you come to that conclusion?
Reading many books.
Well, that's great. In fact, you're one of the most informative we found.
Ignorance is their greatest weapon. And today we have the most formally educated, but the most uninformed generation in history. The newspaper industry's own studies show that only 49%, slightly less than half, of adult males read even one newspaper a day, just one. You're in minority if you read a newspaper.
All of these who we think that we're electing as leaders have already been pre-picked for us. Whether it's liberal or conservative, they're already part of the group.
They own all the horses in the race.
They own the horses, and I understand that, for example, in the United States, it's a one-party system with two factions, though you think it's two different parties.
We're talking to Canadians about what you think about the move by your government and the U.S. government to merge Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. together as an American union. Did you hear about the Bilderberg Group that was meeting here in town?
We're all pages at the House of Commons and can't comment on all of the issues.
I booked a room way in advance, and when I got here, when I checked in at 10 o'clock, they told me that I had, at 10 o'clock at night, they told me I had to be out at 8:30 in the morning, and so of course I complied to what they wanted. I wasn't happy about it because I had been tired. I drove quite a long way. And then I went down to have something to eat. And I just saw a bunch of security here, and I was wondering what was going on, and I asked questions, and they said they were having a wedding or they were having some sort of reception. So I decided to ask a couple more questions because I thought it was kind of weird. And then I saw them from my hotel window. They were in the back with flashlights looking at the trees, looking up through the trees, and they were also in front of the hotel combing. It looked like combing the hotel, so I kind of was wondering what was going on, and I left. I got up this morning, I checked out, and then the fellow that I spoke with, the last fellow I spoke with, said, well, you'll know all about it in the newspaper. Well, I didn't have to wait because there was a group of people out here telling me everything that was going on.
So what did you hear about this place?
Just some stuff on the internet about, they meet every year, I guess, usually in Europe, and
yeah,
it's guys like Soros and Kissinger sort of yeah. set policy, I guess.
Sir, hey, did you know the Global Mafia is meeting right now? Right now, Global Mafia meeting.
These police officers should be at the parks protecting our children from the drugs, the narcotics that the people in this ivory tower are selling to them.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here in Canada today to stand up against the Bilderberg Group that is attempting to get rid of the sovereignty of the United States. The men and women that are in those conference rooms right now are publicly trying to destroy the sovereignty of America, the United States, Canada, Mexico. They're trying to merge us right now. They're setting up one world government, one world tax, one world army. They are publicly trying to dumb down the population. They have tried to maintain their secrecy over the years, but a lot of valiant reporters and others have exposed it. And I commend all of you for coming out here. I commend the press for coming out here. If it wasn't for the independent Canadian press, you still have a free press here to some extent, I would have already been deported from the country for simply trying to come to Canada to expose 120 of the world's elite meeting to combine their power to bring in their one world government agenda. And that's what they're doing here right now. Their agenda is faltering. They've had many victories, but they're now, for the first time, beginning to have defeats. They tried to have European Union expansion to take away the last vestiges of sovereignty from the European people last year from those nations. The French and others rejected the Euro expansion, despite the fact that the Bilderberg Group-controlled press did everything they could to propagandize the public. European Union expansion failed last year. Think about that. That is a huge victory, that European Union expansion failed last year. That is huge. We are here as free humans standing up against a group. We have their own documents from over the last 27 years that we've been able to get out of the meetings. Their own documents show they want one world government, one world army. They want to destroy the democratic processes in Western Europe, in Canada, in the United States. They are attempting right now to merge Canada, the U.S., and Mexico publicly into the American Union. They have had success after success destroying nations' constitutions, setting up police states. But now they're beginning to have failures. The American Union, through the free trade area of the Americas, failed last year. They failed to get it ratified. They failed to pass it. They were unsuccessful. The European Union expansion failed for the first time in 50 years of the European Union being set up. When they finally got to the point of taking all national sovereignty away from those nations, France and other nations rejected it, and the ratification failed. The ratification of the European Union into a superstate power failed. Sovereignty for those nations had a great victory. This is so exciting. So God bless you all for being here.
Hi, how you doing? Are you wondering what's going on here?
I know what's going on.
Oh, really? What's going on?
I just came from work.
Oh, you work there? Those are some very evil men, ma'am. Very evil.
The blackout is still almost 100% in the United States, but it was in Helsinki about 1996, I believe it was, when our readers from Helsinki, not many readers, of course, with the expense of the postage, they tend to share the spotlight with each other. And the readers, we had it so early, we had an advanced story, the paper gets across the Atlantic, they read it, they mail back first-class letters saying, should we alert the media? Well, I did not think about that years ago. I said, yes. So the local newspapers, TV outlets, radio outlets, were all there to greet the Bilderbergs as they landed. It was heavy page one treatment with photos. And since then, it's been heavy treatment in the European press ever since. Now, here in Canada, there's been extensive coverage of this Bilderberg meeting. Heavy photographic attention to proper questions raised, very good stories.